Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about things astronomical. Now, I'm here with Dr. Sally McFarlane, who has a PhD in astrophysics, but we're not going to talk about astrophysics today, are we? What are we going to talk about, Dr. McFarlane?
Good day, Ketchel. Today we're going to look at where people can actually go observing and see the beautiful night skies of South Africa.
Because a lot of people ask me this question, you know, particularly from Cape Town, we've got all this light pollution. Where can they go and look at the night sky? So where do you think is the best place in South Africa to get a good dark sky?
I'm going to have to say the Karoo.
The Karoo.
It's stunning there, and it's relatively not that far from Cape Town. So, and there are plenty of places where you can stay, and for accommodation-wise, self-catering and not, and just to get away from the lights of Cape Town and see beautiful night skies.
And especially Sutherland. Now, Sutherland, that's the seat of the South African Astronomical Observatory, where its telescopes are. You must have spent a lot of time in Sutherland when you were doing your PhD.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
And there's places to stay there, and, you know, you can go up to the telescopes, and really, if you're quite serious, you can have a ball there with those beautiful telescopes.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of different places there that are offering many star tours, so feel free to look around. Some of the accommodations there do offer night tours as well. You can go up to the Sutherland, the SAO, go on and tours of the telescopes. Of course, you have to go on daytime tours because there's astronomers that work at night, but at night you'll be exposed to those beautiful night skies that somewhere like Sutherland can offer.
But closer to home, from time to time, something that we advertise here on Fine Music Radio are star walks at Kirstenbosch Gardens. I'm not sure when the next ones are. Perhaps the listeners may like to just listen out for any notification of that. But even in Kirstenbosch Gardens, which is quite a light place, you know, if you've got binoculars, you can see quite a bit, even from, you know, if you get out of the glare of a street light, it's amazing what you can see.
No, and you're absolutely right, Ketchel. You actually just need to get behind a mountain in Cape Town. It's amazing. So I'm from the southern suburbs, and just looking out last night, I was looking out at the stars, and it's amazing what you can see. Especially on a clear night, you can even see something like the Magellanic Clouds or even a bit of the Milky Way. It's truly tremendous.
Sometimes I like to go to that car park, which is up on Silvermine at the top there. That is a really good place to watch the moon rise as well, because, I mean, the astronomers don't necessarily like the moon because it's one great big light polluter, but it is wonderful to look at the moon rise, especially when it's full. And Signal Hill is a great place, or Lion's Head, or even that car park in Silvermine. That's beautiful to go and just sit there and watch for the moon to rise.
No, 100% agree. I'd love, one of my favourite spots in Cape Town is actually going to Silvermine, and you just get this view of the flats of Cape Town with the stars up above you, and it's almost as if the stars are meeting the ground. It's gorgeous.
Because the stars are kind of echoed,
yes,
with the street lights below, with,
yes,
the sort of orange twinkly lights and then the bluey sort of grey lights up above. It really is fantastic. And now, a lot of people also ask me what people can do to visit the Square Kilometre Array. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's a construction site. But even when it's complete, that's a radio telescope. So I'm not sure, you know, how close people can get to that because of all the problems with radio frequency interference. Do you know anything more about what the SKA might be doing for astro-tourists and the general public who'd like to have a look?
This is actually very exciting. Now, we talked recently about astrotourism, and that's something SKA is also getting very involved in, to the extent that it's possible that they might be opening up a visitor centre in the next couple of years. Definitely something to look forward to. That will take a few years. At the moment, you have to be so careful, especially since they've just installed 64 of their dishes at the moment. So right now, they're busy commissioning the science. And because of that, you've got to be so careful with people coming and bringing, of course, radio interference. But once they've got the commissioning done and they start getting tours coming in, then it's very possible that they'll have a whole astro-tourism business booming there, and people will want to visit that.
That's fabulous. Dr. Sally McFarlane, thank you so much for telling us about where people can go and enjoy the night skies. And I do hope people are going to get out over the holidays, especially if you've got some binoculars lying around, and just look up. Thank you, Sally.
No, thank you very much.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.